We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Welcome to Couple of Haters Podcast with your host, Joey Shaken Smooth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Couple of Haters Podcast. This is your host, Joey, with my comrades, my compadre, Shaken Smooth.
All the time.
Hold up, guys.
Where we going to, you know, give our predictions and our outlooks to the No Mercy card, our first prediction episode.
And SmackDown of all things, SmackDown.
Yeah, who would have thought, right? SmackDown, number one show. I guess Funaki was right. Number one show, SmackDown.
On a side note, though, before that, did you guys hear about the Seth Rollins signing that got raided or whatever?
Oh, you mean I'm not trying to be racist. Are you talking about the Chicanos that just don't know how to act, acting like savages?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chili, but you people out there are crazy.
They just looted the whole place before Seth got there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They just took everything, pictures, shirts.
I want to click the video.
He didn't sign it yet, though, right?
He wasn't even there.
Why? I can see what they did after he started signing shit.
It's like people were acting like it was government cheese.
Yeah, but what are you getting for a poster signed?
It wasn't a poster. I mean, hold on. This looks like a lot of stuff. It looked like some crackpots. Not crackpots.
Crackpots?
Crackpots.
Just regular pots. I don't know. I don't want to click the video right now, but it looks like they're stealing kitchen utensils.
At a WWE signing?
I see
pots. What was that, a Chilean Home Depot?
What kind of store is it?
I don't know. It was a mall.
Oh, Jesus. It was the Chilean Mall of America.
They're in the cooking section.
Oh.
That's for damn sure.
Seth, get out the cooking section, man. Stop it.
I watched it. It's funny because it says it too, Team WWE Chili. But,
God.
Yeah, to the No Mercy.
Hey, so let's start off with the first Divas match. Carmella versus Mrs. John Cena.
That's probably going to be pre-show.
You think that's going to be pre-show?
It's not good enough to be on the main card.
I mean, yeah, you're probably right. You know, Carmella's been owning the Bella Twin.
Nikki's going to get the wins pay-per-view.
I think this is the blow-off match. I think this is the one Nikki actually gets the pinfall or submission.
Can we talk about how Nikki is actually Miss John Cena now?
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. She's actually better than John Cena in a way because she's losing. God. She's losing.
So is John.
I've never met somebody that hates John Cena so much.
I don't hate the guy. Let's just get that clear. I don't hate the guy. I hate the gimmick.
You said Nikki Bella is better than John Cena.
After watching Total Bellas, I'm a fan of John Cena.
Yeah. Total Bellas was crazy.
I don't watch. I don't watch these Total Divas / Total Bella
you
shows.
Watch
no,
Total Bella,
yo, you John, can't.
What grown man watches the E Channel?
We do.
John Cena is the man.
What is he whipping out his penis in front of her or something?
You just gotta watch it. You just gotta watch it.
I guess I'll YouTube it to please you too. So Smooth, who do you think is winning, Nikki or Carmella?
I want Carmella to win because
why?
Mrs. Kaz? LOUS.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mrs. Kaz?
I think she deserves it.
How does she deserve
it? But she's been winning every match.
She has been.
Which is shocking.
Nikki.
Which has been shocking.
She's been Nikki a couple times.
She's been whipping her ass.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Nikki would be taking beatdowns the way she has today?
From Carmella, of all people.
Yeah, well, that's like taking beatings from Eva Marie.
Don't get me started on Eva.
No, see why you keep disrespecting people.
Don't get me started on Eva, man. She's gonna be the future women's
champion. Oh my God! You know what? You're right. She is gonna be the future women's champion,
she's
but she's garbage.
No, she's
garbage.
Not. She's not.
She's
you guys
garbage.
Are looking at what she was doing 2 years ago.
I'm looking at what she does now, right? She don't even know how to kick out of a pinfall.
All right, that was like 8 months ago.
No, still,
eight months ago.
It was all right. 5-6 months.
But she's gone. She's suspended. She ain't coming back.
Nah, she's over that. That's been
over.
But they still not bringing her back.
Because she doesn't fit in the storylines right
but
now.
They could have fit her in anywhere.
They're not going to make her job. She's the future.
Oh, she's not going to job. But that's the sad thing. Vince, I hate you. I hate you, Vince.
Future of the women's division.
Oh, my God. Who would have thought,
all
right?
Black everything now.
She's back to red.
Yeah, I thought she dyed the red again.
That hooker.
I don't know how many times she gave Vince.
So let me see. Me, you, Shay got Nikki. You got Carmella.
To be a fly on the wall for that one.
I don't have Carmella. Yeah, I got Carmella. Fuck it.
So
I got Carmella.
All right. So let's go to Match two. This is an interesting one. Orton versus Bray Wyatt.
I'm not looking forward to that
one. Orton versus Bray Wyatt? Listen, yeah. I say one thing about that. I would never want to play tag with those two individuals. It gets dark and scary.
Those promos, those vignettes, whatever you want to call them, were actually good these past, 2 weeks? Especially when Orton put on the sheep's mask.
They were playing tag in the dark.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
That was like Manhunt. That was like Project Manhunt. That was Manhunt.
They were playing Manhunt. It's like they're trying to do Mankind Undertaker all
it's
over
like,
again.
No, it's like Bray Wyatt is like the guy from Saw. I'm just waiting for him to say, you want to play a game? I'm just waiting for the theme song to hit. That's how Bray Wyatt is acting right now.
He is.
Setting traps on Orton and
all
shit.
These smoke and mirror promos, they're using it too much. Like before it was mad cool, Bray was the only one doing it. And now like everybody's getting to do it.
That's gonna end in the DQ. None of them are taking
I don't see that happening. I see
there's no Wyatt either, because Rowan's hurt.
Yeah, Rowan's out for 4 to 6
Luke
months.
Harper's on Raw.
How did he get hurt? What did he do?
I think it's a rotator cuff.
Jobbing too much.
Probably.
Prior that rotator tour while taking many RKOs.
It's gonna end in a no contest. Because neither of them can take a loss.
You know what? I hate to say it. I think Orton is going to get the clean pin.
Yeah, I think Randy's pinning Bray.
If Bray loses, Bray's done.
He said that every time Bray loses.
If he loses to Randy, they got nothing for him.
But that's what Randy that's the need win. That's like what the status quo right now for Bray?
Beat Bray.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Hashtag
everyone,
beat Bray.
Beat Bray, go to championship matches.
Yep. Randy doesn't need the victory.
He doesn't, you're right. But, you know, they're not. He just, came off the loss to Brock twice.
That doesn't even count. No one twice. Cares when they lose to Brock.
Yeah, they didn't even mention the second time on air.
Did they? They didn't do the second
they,
match.
No, they mentioned it did on the website. They didn't mention it
they,
on air.
They did the rematch already?
Yeah. How'd that go? In Chicago, what you think? Orton, from what I read, Orton did the RKO in the first 5 seconds. Brock kicks out, and then Brock just dominates from then on.
Yep.
Typical Suplex City.
And then we're not going to even get into what I was going to say. That's too far ahead.
Yeah, that's... Now we got the career versus title match.
Whoever is doing that storyline needs to go to Raw.
And help out the creative?
And fix it.
Hold on.
Because that is genius, what they're doing.
I'm not feeling how you introduced that match.
Why?
It's the main event of the night.
It's not even a co-main event.
The World Heavyweight Intercontinental Champion.
Jesus Christ.
The Miz. Versus
Nikki.
No. That's interesting, though, that match.
But did you guys see SmackDown when they brought out the two members?
Yeah, it was stupid. But...
No, it was funny because I was like, who would have thought? No, because you know why? I saw Kenny. And Kenny cannot be near John Cena. I'm surprised they brought him back.
He can't be near John Cena.
They have a severe beef, those two.
Something
about, Mickey James.
Look, after seeing John Cena on...
Kenny used to date Mickey. Mickey left Kenny for Cena.
After seeing him on the Bella show, I wouldn't want to fuck with John Cena.
Dude, John, his list of rules is ridiculous. Like, it's crazy.
What you mean, his list of
rules?
You
just gotta watch
it. Living in his house, yeah, you gotta watch it.
Huh?
Comes on E on Wednesday.
I watch it on YouTube. No, this grown man is not gonna watch the E channel. I'll watch YouTube.
You can't shit in his house without him knowing.
Yep.
What?
Yep, you can't breathe.
Wait. We're not even talking about John Cena, but wait. You can't shit in his house?
You can shit, but just saying.
You gotta say, I gotta use the bathroom.
You gotta flush right away.
You can't let
There's no 5 second rule?
You can't let the smell come out.
No.
Oh, so there's no like pops from Friday.
You gotta sleep
45 minutes
with your sheets folded on top of you.
Kind of
that shit was funny when the mother went to work out. Oh, you went running. You didn't make your bed though. Make your bed. Like dude's checking
what?
In people's rooms.
Oh Jesus, was he Big
bed.
Brother? What the hell's going on here?
John's Big Brother.
But John. Anyway, Ziggler versus The Miz.
Ziggler's gonna lose. Come back, Rumble probably.
But it's his career on the line. How are you going to explain that?
It's WWE. You don't have to explain it.
How did they explain Chris Jericho when he did it?
Jericho got fired.
Rick
he never
Flair.
Retired.
He didn't. He fought Dolph, and Dolph was like, oh, if I win, you're gone. And he lost to Dolph.
Yeah, and then he came back for the Rumble, like, what, 2 months
later?
Well,
I mean, it is WWE creative, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dolph's gone.
All you got to do is bring Daniel
If Dolph is
Shane,
really leaving, I say
that's
Miz.
For business.
The Miz is undefeated, like, unbeatable.
So that's what, 3-0 Miz?
Three on Miz.
Let's go to... this is not even a sleeper match. This is the... I gotta use the bathroom match. Usos versus Rhino and Slater.
I gotta use the bathroom match.
Yeah, that's the one that... Because no one cares about Usos, I'll be honest.
I say they gotta lose soon.
I say the bathroom wins.
The bathroom wins?
That doesn't even make sense.
Bathroom wins.
He's not gonna watch the match. He's gonna be taking a poop.
Oh, either way, they gotta lose the title soon because Rhino's running for office somewhere. I mean, he's gonna have to leave at some point.
See Usos.
Don't lose it to the fucking Usos.
Oh, no, not to the... Well, you could and then do the feud with American Alpha.
That's what it's gonna lead to.
I don't think they're gonna lose.
Usos are gonna cheat to win. It won't be clean.
No, they're not gonna win the titles yet until Rhino actually has to leave for office.
I'm telling you, they're gonna keep doing that last dragon kick to the knee. It's really hurt somebody.
Yeah, they do that shit pretty rough.
It's like I'm watching a Kung Fu Bruce Lee movie.
The Usos need to put their career on the line.
I never want them to win again.
But, you know, it's... I don't know what power they got backstage, but...
Simone they're related power. To The Rock. That's all you need.
Simone Power.
What are they going to do?
Special.
Every time they're going to lose, tell Vince, I'm going to call Dwayne. The Rock. I'm calling Dwayne.
Call Dwayne.
Yeah, basically.
Can't call Rikishi. He can't do shit.
Rikishi don't even fuck with them. You would know this if you watch Total Divas.
You do realize Total Divas is like watching Raw and SmackDown. None of it's real.
Some of it is.
Some of it's real.
I don't want to hear that. These guys are not storylines.
It's storyline.
Not all of it.
Total Bellas was not scripted.
Oh my god,
that was all real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
look what you can't touch, Joe.
Google it all you want, man. That's real life.
Oh my
Bella
god,
Bella twins are not good actors.
Anyway,
and that shit
for the women's title. Alexa Bliss versus Becky.
We all know who's winning this.
Bliss.
I want Bliss to win.
Bliss ain't winning.
I'm calling it. Bliss is winning.
Becky's keeping that title.
No, Becky's in the key. I want Bliss to win just for the fact she's like 4'8". So it's like you got to keep her strong while she's up top, on top, I guess.
Just because she's short?
Yeah, because that's how they're going to end up playing it after a while. She's going to start losing. They're going to be like, oh, she's the little girl in the league. She's going to get herbed up.
Funny thing is, lately, with these women's matches, I used to call them the bathroom breaks. Not no more.
No, Divas matches were
Divas
bathroom breaks.
Were the bathroom break.
But still, but it's like,
no,
they're not the they're not bad at all. They're actually getting better. And I'm
shocked. They're not getting better. Like, we're good. They just didn't get a chance.
Well, we're going to talk about another women's match later on.
Well, it's kind of good back then. They didn't really get the chance because they didn't have no one good.
What was it? Bra and bikini matches back then, too?
Those are amazing. Before those weren't bathroom breaks.
Before these chicks came up, who did they have? AJ Lee and Paige?
It was just AJ versus what's the chick name before Paige that left?
Oh, she's a bodybuilder now.
Yeah.
She's super fake. With,
no, you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
AJ's friend.
God, I got her on Instagram too.
Oh my god.
Oh, we'll come back to it later. What's the next match, Joe?
The main event. The World Heavyweight title.
That match is going to be almost an hour.
Yeah, it will be. The fact that there's only 6 matches on this pay-per-view means it should only be 2 hours.
But it won't. Some matches are going to drag a little.
They're going to... Nah, they'll throw a match in there. Squash matches.
Wait, I already know the pre-show match. I already have it in my head. Swagger and Corbin.
It shouldn't be a pre-show match then. It should be on the card.
No one wants to see Swagger and Corbin.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if they're going to do it, it should be on the card to waste time.
I don't want it on the card. I'd rather have a match last extra 10 minutes.
But my prediction, Cena wins.
No, I don't see that happening. I don't see that. The face that runs the place.
I feel this is what they're going to do with John. He's going to keep losing. When he's ready to go full time, they're going to build him up like, oh, he was an underdog. Now he's here to take over.
I think it's too far for that.
No.
Like, he can't. I don't think he could be
the
underdog
champ
anymore.
That runs the camp is winning, is going to remain champion.
You can make John an underdog. He hasn't really won a match.
Have you,
in how
wait,
long?
Did you guys see? No, you probably didn't even see the promo.
John Cena's
a 15-time
champion. He can't be an underdog.
They were literally shooting on Cena on SmackDown.
Yeah, we saw it.
They were literally shooting on Cena. Dean just cut ass on him.
I was like, they ate my old John
Dean
Cena.
Ain't that good. Even his promo, that wasn't that good. AJ's was good.
No, I'm not saying the promo was good. It was just, it felt like it was a shoot.
Yeah.
That realism thing is kind of working.
Dean's just a filler there, though.
Yeah. It's basically Cena and AJ.
Who's taking the pin out of Dean?
Dean.
Dean takes the pin.
Then, yeah.
You think? Yeah. I say Cena. Just because I feel they're going to say he's going to come back. Oh, underdog. He hasn't won in a long time.
Oh, he's going to say, oh, you didn't beat me alone. It was a triple threat. Face me one on one.
Cena's pinning.
Oh, you got Cena winning?
Cena's pinning Dean.
You got AJ winning?
AJ.
Yes.
The
AJ face gets it right
that
back.
Runs the place. The champ that runs the
AJ's going to get it right back, and then Cena's going to disappear for a little while.
He's disappearing after the pay-per-view.
They have to set it up, man.
Set what up?
WrestleMania will be when Cena breaks it. And they have Cena come back around that time. And
AJ like, needs his WrestleMania.
Now I see Cena come. If Cena leaves now, which he is, he's going to do that American Grit Season 2 crap.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back by Rumble.
He can win it at Rumble and then have AJ win it back at Mania. So John don't need no more WrestleMania moments.
He doesn't.
Give it to AJ.
If Cena, no, but I really do see Cena possibly winning the belt at Rumble. I mean, Mania.
Yeah, he doesn't need it, but Vince is going to give it to him.
You're right.
He does.
Can't argue that because it's like Vince is like in his back pocket.
Yeah, Vince is giving that to him. He's going to break the all-time record at Royal Rumble? Hell no.
I don't consider it.
No, he's going to tie it at Rumble.
That's what I'm saying. He's winning tonight. Sunday.
So, wait, you're saying he's going to win tonight, lose before Rumble,
win it at
Mania?
Like, right after, soon. And then get it back at Mania. There needs to be a reason why he's getting the title back. Like, he has a match at WrestleMania.
What, so like we're gonna
you can't just demand a title match
like
at WrestleMania.
Like what Flair did? Flair for the gold.
John Cena.
So Cena for the gold.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Cena for the gold. Yeah. Trying to break Ric Flair's record.
17.
You can't have him tie it up and then what, 4 or 5 months later break it? That's rushing. John's still got like 4 years left in him.
I don't think so.
Cena is not Roman. He's not gonna win a belt 3 times in like 6 months.
John Cena's done that before.
He has. But he still has time left. They're not going to do that.
But that was early in his career, though. It hasn't been done lately.
Yeah, but you say he's not Roman. Roman's Cena, so Cena's Roman.
Jesus Christ. You and your analogies.
AJ needs to keep the belt forever until he retires.
That's not happening. That's not
2
happening.
Years, he could break Punk's record. That's all we need.
Until it's day 432 and CM Punk's music.
Takes it the day before his record breaks.
You're going to hear AJ cut the promo. I'm at 434. No one's stopping me. Look in my eyes. What do you see?
I'd be upset. Not gonna lie. As much as I want to see Punk come back, I'd be upset if he came back.
He's going to come back with another replica belt. He's like, I'm the real champ.
He never
champ.
Had that title.
I'm still the champ.
He's going to come back with the spinner belt.
The Rock never beat me.
Come back with the spinner.
He's going to come back saying, did you miss me?
But that card should be good. But, you know, a match is going to be better than that whole card.
What?
Sasha versus Charlotte, Hell in a Cell. Not a prediction, but I'm just saying that's going to be one crazy match.
That has the main event.
That, I don't.
That has the main event.
It's main event too. over
yes. KO over what? Over what?
I don't know. I don't think. Wait,
Roman.
No, wait. I don't think they're gonna have two Hell in a
Cell. There are two Hell in a Cell.
They did
Rusev
last year.
And Roman and the girls.
They might do three.
They're not doing three.
I think Owens and Seth is gonna.
They don't deserve a Hell in a Cell.
Seth don't. No, honestly, Seth shouldn't be in another. After what he did with Dean,
that was Dean's fault. But
it was garbage.
This feud, they haven't even really fought one on one.
The WWE universe said it was amazing.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. I was like, what
Hell
is this?
I mean, I don't see Sasha and Charlotte. I see co-main event. They'll be the match before the main event.
No, they're main eventing. Who are they going to put on last? It has to be Hell in a Cell.
The world title. The universal,
that
way,
feud
excuse
is
me, the universal
Hell in
title.
Cell, that feud isn't strong enough.
It has to be a Hell in a
what,
Cell match.
Owens and Rollins?
Yeah, like, that's just
And you got to think about
new.
That's the women's title.
I think
it's
that, oh, honestly, though, they might steal the show.
The women?
Yeah,
that's why you put a main event.
You can't steal it in main events.
I mean, if it does in main event,
you can
steal
the
show.
If you main event.
How? You are the show if you're the main event. How
yeah, but no
stealing?
One's going to expect
yeah,
them
exactly.
to live up to it.
But how are you stealing it from yourself?
Because
just
because
you're the main event, don't mean
everyone's
yes,
going to
that's what the main event is for.
Everyone's
going to
predict
the, main
the women's
event.
Match is not going to be better than a man's match. So, I mean, Charlotte she needs to do that corkscrew off the top of the cage.
Yeah, okay.
She does it off the top of the cage.
They're gonna get a fucking
and land on her fucking feet. She's gonna break both her legs.
A baby size Hell in
Sasha's
a Cell.
Sasha's gonna be on the table when she does a corkscrew onto the table.
All they gotta do is throw each other on the cell a couple times.
No, yeah.
That's it.
They can go up top.
It's females.
They
like,
need to cut the PG for that match only, and someone. I think Charlotte should do it. Charlotte should just bleed.
Look, since they're females, if you just throw one of their faces on the gate 10, 15 times, crowd's gonna go crazy because no one's ever did it before.
If they break the cage,
they're not gonna break it. They're like 110 pounds. How are they gonna break the cage?
What
if Sasha jumps up top?
Sasha's got too many injuries. Don't think she'll.
Charlotte might. Have you seen her land on her neck on Monday? She landed on her neck like four times.
But think about it. If you're on top of the cell, you're not going to land on your neck.
With Sasha, you never know.
No.
She's no Eddie Guerrero jumping off the top of the cage.
Charlotte would do
I've
it.
I've seen her do Eddie Guerrero-esque things.
Yeah, but she's. I don't see that working off the top
she
of the cage.
She hasn't done it since she came up, but NXT, she was doing pretty perfect shit.
I'm telling you, Charlotte might jump off the cage.
That's something they would. If they do that, they can't tell creative or anybody that's what they're planning because they're going to tell them no. They have to just do it.
But you know for a fact, the moment they do it and they get backstage, someone's going to rip them a new one.
I guarantee.
Not if it works.
I guarantee she didn't get the okay for that corkscrew on the outside. Vince ain't going to have his females do that.
Who would have thought a female doing a corkscrew that beautifully?
That was nice.
If she would have asked to do it, they would have said no.
Actually,
risky.
Got up and was like literally, holy shit. I didn't see that. I thought it was going to be a regular moonsault.
That was pretty nice.
They have to keep that match to themselves and not tell anybody what they plan on doing.
I tell you now, they do that match, it leads to them actually pulling a women's Money in the Bank match.
I can't see that. There's not enough females.
If they do, it has to be for both shows.
Yeah.
You just do one Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying, but you can...
Three from each show.
You can take it from each. No, I'd say you just take it from any show.
Nah, because then you're going to have someone, like, someone major's going to win it and then flip-flop to a show. Now your other woman's division is weak.
That's like if Nikki was to win it, she'll go flip-flop to Raw.
Yeah.
You could just do a 3-3. Three on from Raw, three from SmackDown. Whoever wins it, that's how you go for.
True.
That'll make more sense.
Unless it's someone they want to flip-flop to another show.
But we got a little ahead of ourselves. How do you guys feel about Raw and SmackDown this week?
Raw didn't watch. Did I watch it?
We watched some of it. We watched the main event. We watched Sasha and
We watched
Charlotte.
The next day. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, I didn't really see anything else. I watched the beginning.
What can we say about Raw? Well, it's been bad.
Yeah, Raw's not worth watching right now.
It's every week, Mick and Stephanie starting off the show, being in the
main
of the middle of the show, ending the show.
It's not that.
Look at how Daniel Bryan and Shane have not been on that show hardly for the past 2 weeks.
That always happened, though, and Raw was watchable. The reason Raw is not watchable is because of their champion.
It's not. Seth was just as bad as a champion.
Owens is not a good universal champion.
I'm sorry, but Seth Rollins wasn't a good world champion.
Have you seen?
That was because of what they did to him.
That's what they're doing to KO.
No, KO is just not good.
Jeez.
He's not good as a champion.
You're crazy.
If he didn't have Jericho, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
If Seth Rollins didn't have Triple H or the Authority,
no.
It would have been just as bad.
No, Seth talked about his
Seth's ratings were the lowest.
Raw's ratings are going down because of Owens.
Yeah.
Seth had lower ratings than what they have now.
No.
Yeah. Raw was at the lowest point in like the last 10 years.
Think about when Seth...
Okay, all right, you can't compare it like that. You have to compare it by what's going on now. Raw should be super watchable right now because they split brands.
Look at the talent they supposedly have on Raw.
That's not it,
you start off Raw for the past 3 weeks with Roman Reigns to go after Rusev.
Look,
then what? Owens is in the middle, possibly towards the end. He should be in the beginning.
Owen should be in the beginning.
Dude,
Owen stopped being cool once he won the title.
Why?
Because he did it. It was like, okay, he already won. There's nothing left. Like,
I call it bad booking.
No,
it is bad booking.
You know, how sometimes you really want somebody to win the title, and then they win it, and then
it's like loses.
Okay.
It loses.
Well, that's how
right
I felt.
Away.
That's how I felt with Seth. I didn't like watching Raw when Seth was champion.
Yeah, but you can't compare them because.
It seems
there
like
should
you're trying
be more
to compare
viewers
it,
right now with Raw because you have to watch Raw.
And it's 3 hours.
Yeah, because you're not going to see anything on SmackDown. You have to watch.
Yeah, they don't do the whole Raw
but
rebound.
That's why Raw is so boring because it's 3 hours for no reason. That's how SmackDown works. It's two hours.
They even
toning
down the Cruiserweight matches. Look at how those matches are going to be shitty real fast.
I don't like how they...
They're messing that whole division up.
They make
up.
It purple. And make it like a
and then when the when the match is over, you got to raise the winner's hand and the loser's hand. No, like what is this? Is not MMA. This is not boxing.
They're messing up that whole division.
They watering it down.
It's not even about watering it down. They make it seem like it's not even part of WWE.
And once this guy comes, I'm not watching Raw anymore.
Who?
Goldberg.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about
him. He's the most boring person in the world. I'm not watching.
Goldberg is going to have the same appearances as Brock.
Goldberg
once every two, is 3 weeks.
Super boring.
It's going to be a run-on. One match. That's it.
You know who is like more entertaining than Goldberg?
Gilbert?
No, his son Lee Goldberg, the weatherman for Channel 7 News.
The fact that you know that.
Watching Channel 7 News is way more entertaining
that is not
than
his
Goldberg's
son.
Promos. That's it.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's his real life son.
That's his son? Yes. Jesus
Lee
Christ.
Lee Goldberg is his real life son. And his promos, well, his weather is way better.
I'll start watching Raw when Finn Balor comes back.
Rumble time, then I guess
that's when I'll get into it.
No, wait, let me because Book, you know how creative is. Let's spoil things before it happens. They'll give Baylor possibly Superstar of the Year at the Slammies, and then he'll say, "I'm coming back at the Rumble."
I don't like that. That was just like Seth when he got Superstar of the Year,
and then I'm they
like,
did, and then year before that, Roman.
Yeah, just don't be there.
Or don't even say you're coming back. Just take the award and leave.
Yeah.
Don't even say, you say, I'm going to be at the Rumble.
Slammies are pointless. I don't know.
Slammies is not even fan-based. It's not.
But what's the point of it, though? It's not like you can buy a fucking Slammy.
Actually, you can.
Oh, never mind.
You can. You can buy a Slammy. WWEShop.com.
WWEShop.com. $15. It's not $15.
$159.
$159. The plastic one is $15.
What the fuck do I want a gold Slammy for?
Hey, you never know. Might want one.
We could have one right here on the table called the Podcast of the Year.
They should give us one.
$159 for that shit?
For a Slammy.
Dude, you can go to fucking Times Square or some shit, one of those
fake Emmys.
Shops.
Yeah.
Get a fake Emmy.
That's what I would do. That's what we should do. A couple haters.
Yeah, we should.
Or a 2K one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we want to get into that right now, though, with WWE talk.
Yeah.
Even though I'm beating Antoine by an average of 25 points.
Anyway. So you're saying Goldberg, Lesnar 2?
Goldberg, Lesnar 2 is not going
to
be seen.
They're only
on my
doing
television.
It to boost the sales for WWE 2K.
I'm surprised Brock's doing it, though, since he didn't even want to do it the first time.
It's to boost sales to WWE 2K.
Goldberg,
that's it.
Sucks. Like, he sucks.
If they couldn't do it in their prime, how are they going to do it when they're not in their prime? Well, Brock isn't his prime still because he's a beast, but...
Goldberg is going to spear Brock and...
Goldberg's going to win.
Even his music sucks.
Nah.
You tell me you
his
never...
Pyro
you tell,
sucks.
You never, like, you never fucking air kicked?
You tell him you never got hyped once during his music?
No.
You never thought about standing in some fireworks?
Nope.
Never thought
not
about
like
kicking
that.
The door when the music hit? I thought about
it's
it
It's like one of those fancy showers that come out sideways. That's how it's fucking fireworks.
Yeah, you stand in the middle of them shits to see if it's a fancy shower. I throw my arms up thinking I was Goldberg.
I try to kick a door open once.
Whack. His signature whack. Promos.
Jackhammer's not that bad
his
of a
theme,
move.
Whack.
Everyone does
his
a spear.
His head whack.
Jackhammer's not a bad move.
His leather jacket whack.
Tattoos whack too. A little bob wire.
Tattoo whack.
It's just because he's from WCW. No. That's all it is.
No, Goldberg always sucked, though.
Yeah, he always did.
He never had good promos. His moveset is limited.
Bill Goldberg, you fucking suck. Your first name sucks. William Goldberg. Shut the fuck. You suck.
If he sees you in the street, he spears you for no reason. I know why.
Who's going to spear me?
Will? Goldberg.
Oh,
so when they said Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
That's going to main event, too.
Sad.
Why is the Shield versus the Bullet Club should main event?
But that they're not gonna have that for Survivor Series.
Yeah, they are.
Too soon.
It's too soon.
More for that.
There's no build up to it.
Exactly.
You got
it's a month away.
You got Gallows and Anderson still looking soft.
How do you guys not understand? No, they don't. They look pretty good.
When was the last time they won a match? I don't think they won a match since they've been in
the
club.
Been looking good.
When have they
looked good? You said they were looking good.
The pay per view.
And the next night when they fought again.
Nah, they didn't look that good.
Listen,
the next night.
The club has been, let me say shit since they've been feuding with New Day.
I don't know why you guys think
New
so
Day
hard.
Needs to lose the tag titles.
I don't know why you guys think it takes so much. All it has to do, boom. Cena's going away.
What does that have to do with
Dean and AJ right there? Boom. Then AJ, oh, I need help. Boom.
Need help
Dean.
With what?
With oh. Dean?
Who needs help? At all Dean? People.
They're going to need teams for the Survivor Series match. And then Dean's like, oh, I'll get some guys.
What's the chances of them actually putting traditional Survivor Series matches on that pay-per-view now?
I think
they didn't do that last year, did they?
No, they haven't done it for like a couple of years.
Now I think they will. They'll have like a Team SmackDown team.
Right? No, but I remember we made fun of it. This was, Survivor Series, they didn't have no matches, but the next pay-per-view,
yeah,
they had like two
or three. Ray and all of them against
New and it was Day-ish. Like elimination yeah. matches. It's like that should have been last month, but...
All right. But they got to make it traditional because it's the first like all
the
of
brand
them
split.
Yeah. So it's going to be good.
The team that wins is the team that picks up Dolph Ziggler if he's around.
Like, Dolph's not going
to. Ziggler's going to make a surprise reappearance.
The team that wins is Miz's team.
Miz ain't going to be a part of it. Unless he's not the champ.
Team Miz.
Not Union. Team Miz. Versus team Maurice.
Team Miz versus Team Brian.
Club versus Shield ain't happening, though.
We'll see. I'm calling it now. I've been calling shit.
If there was five members on each team, maybe. But 3-on-3, I don't know. I don't see it.
I have a feeling booking is going to mess it up and put it for Mania.
I'm fine with it for Mania. Just
but then that
three
means AJ's not champ. Seth is
yeah,
not champ.
None of them are champ.
Yeah. None of them is holding any belt.
Unless it's like tags.
Yeah.
None of them are going to hold tags. Unless it's Gallows and Anderson.
I can see Roman and Seth being a tag again.
No.
I can't.
Just to put them on the picture.
What, at the title while. Picture?
Yeah.
They already got Roman out the title picture.
Yeah, he's
got
US
the
champ.
U.S. champ.
True. Seth was going to feud with Triple H at some point, so.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's Mania.
That's Mania.
He'll be out the title picture.
Since we're talking about Mania.
Finn Balor be the champ.
Can we just, you know, the elephant in the room, Brock versus Shane?
I'm not watching that match.
Brock versus Shane.
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. Just because he got
F5.
Now Shane's like, oh, I'm going to beat
the,
you
what,
up.
The build-up is going to be what? I have a feeling it's going to be what? Shane's going to throw Brock out of the Rumble?
Shane is, what you call it? He's 0-23 at the WrestleMania.
Actually, no. He beat X-Pac at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
0-23. 1-22 then?
Yeah. 1-22.
1-22.
1-22. The opposite of Undertaker.
It's just, I don't know. Your top guys basically can't beat him, but oh, let's throw Shane McMahon in there.
Shane's going to jump from the top of the
Brock
stadium
is,
this time.
Brock is going to be what they're going to call probably Stephanie's hitman on Shane. It's going to probably be for the throne for the E.
But it's not going to even be fun seeing Shane get killed, because obviously that's what's going to
happen.
Yeah,
he's going to get suplexed like 20 million times.
What is it, WrestleMania 33? Suplexed 33 times.
Jesus Christ.
But no one's going to enjoy it because it's common sense. It's like it's Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar.
Unless Shane pulls, like, gets somebody to say, no, I'm not the real opponent.
Make it entertaining. Shane's coming out. Here comes the money. His three sons. Brock
again?
Picks up all three of them. Throws them.
Kills his kids?
Throws them.
Oh, man. PG era is definitely out the window with you.
Throws them in the crowd.
Bring back CM Punk to fight him.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't even want to watch that match. I'll just sit there and discuss.
Discuss how bad it is?
Yeah. This is going to be terrible.
I don't see it being good either.
When's Shelton Benjamin coming?
Next
Fuck
year.
That guy.
Watch your mouth. That's the gold
that
standard.
Guy.
That's the gold standard.
On that note.
I thought you'd be on his side.
Shelton Benjamin?
Yeah.
You know why.
No racist. Right?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. Shelton Benjamin's good, man. I don't know why you hate on him.
Should have been one of Money in the Bank.
No, CM Punk was going to win.
How many Money in the Bank matches he was in? Like 6, 7?
Benjamin, yeah, because he was the Kofi Kingston back then.
Oh, yeah, he was Kofi before Kofi was Kofi.
Then better than Kofi.
He was cooler than Kofi. They need to bring back Carlito.
Well, fuck that.
What's wrong with Carlito?
So he can spit apples at people?
Yeah.
Spit apples at people while his brothers are talking about, you know, paradise trips to Puerto Rico.
The Shining Stars. You fucking repackaged them like 4 times and you mess up
each time.
4 times.
You made them Mexican. You made them travel agents.
I mean, they've been Puerto Rican twice at least.
They even have Rosa as their manager.
Yeah.
They fucking suck.
They're good.
No. They're only good. Better than Goldberg. It's the only people that are better than.
You really Goldberg. Hate Goldberg, don't you?
Yeah. Goldberg.
So anyone's better than Goldberg?
Everybody except for
besides the Shining Stars?
Hornswoggle.
So you would put Goldberg over Hornswoggle?
Yeah, that's the only person.
What about Great Khali?
Great Khali, yeah. His
Great Khali moves, beat The Undertaker.
His dance moves are better than Goldberg, so he wins.
Goldberg doesn't dance.
Too bad.
He's not like
everybody. I could put everybody in a match against Goldberg that they will win.
Like a gauntlet match? Goldberg
than something, huh?
Like a gauntlet match?
Yep. It's going to be a different
Goldberg was
time.
Entertaining to watch back in the day when we were younger.
No, he wasn't. I never watched him.
Because you wasn't into WCW.
He was fun when he had the feud with The Rock.
You know why I wasn't into WCW? Because Goldberg was there.
But they had the NWO before Goldberg was there. Tell me you didn't like the NWO? Let me guess. They were a DX ripoff?
NWO was better than DX.
Yeah.
Way better than DX.
That's something for a whole another episode. We can do a whole episode on why they're not.
We could do a whole episode on stables alone.
There ain't that many stables.
DX versus NWO take a long time.
I don't think so, because NWO just demolishes them.
Nah. You guys say is the Outsiders.
All
that's
I gotta
it.
Do is say Wolfpack.
That's NWO.
Yeah.
That's when it got fucking awful.
When WCW was going down the drain.
No, the worst NWO was NWO, what was it, Platinum? NWO 2000 with Bret Hart, Jeff Jarrett, and all these
all
knuckleheads.
The original, World Order was better than DX.
The original was fine.
What about the Latino World Order?
Yeah, that was retarded.
Blue World Order was better than all DX.
We're taking over.
Well, on that note, we're going to close this motherfucker out before you guys get into Red World Order and Yellow World Order. They should have had a Yellow World Order.
Just that Chinese people? That was not a
the
racist
Latino
joke.
World Order, that was racist.
That was racist.
They were all Mexicans.
That was racist.
There was no Puerto Ricans. There was no Argentinians.
All the cruiserweights were in Latino World Order.
But who's their leader? Eddie Guerrero.
Was it?
Latino
it was
heat.
Conan.
No, it was Eddie Guerrero.
Look at
it.
On that note, guys.
We're over here popping pills.
We're going to close this one out.
Ain't that something like 80-year-old people eat?
We'll talk to you guys next.
Is that violets? You eating violets?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
1920s candy.
See you later, guys.
Adios, amigos. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at Podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.